AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Thank you to the incredible people of Pennsylvania. Thank you.
President-elect Donald Trump is continuing his thank you tour last night in Hershey, PA.
This is the first time the Republican Party has won the state of Pennsylvania in almost 30 years.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the White House is criticizing the response by Trump and his team to allegations of Russian interference in the U.S. election.
Instead of scorning U.S. intelligence for finding the Russians launched the hack and leak effort, spokesman Josh Earnest says the president-elect should be backing a full probe.
A thorough, transparent, rigorous, non-political investigation into what exactly happened.
But then he says it's clear from the campaign Trump knows the hacks helped him.
That is, after all, why the president-elect called on Russia to hack Secretary Clinton's email.
Trump aides say that call during a debate was made in jest. Earnest says no one here thinks attacking America's democratic process is funny. Mark Smith at the White House.
Bundle up this morning if you live in northeastern states that are in for some potentially record-breaking cold temperatures, says meteorologist Patrick Burke.
We do have wind chill advisories, parts of the Ohio Valley through New England. Up in northern New York through northern Maine, wind chill values can be as low as about minus 20 or less. So that's certainly dangerous if you're going to be spending any amount of time outside. You want to really bundle up.
Negotiations over whether Uber must stop its newly launched self-driving car service in San Francisco have wrapped up without a clear resolution. The state has threatened legal action if the ride-hailing company continues to pick up passengers without going through a permitting process. This is AP Radio News. Dylan Roof will almost certainly spend the rest of his days in prison after being convicted of hate crimes for killing 9 black worshipers at a South Carolina church. But whether they'll end in lethal injection has yet to be determined. The AP's Jeffrey Collins reports Roof insists he wants to represent himself in court.
U.S. District Judge Richard Gergel again asked Dylan Roof if he planned to act as his own lawyer during the penalty phase. Roof said he did. Defense lawyers have argued that he shouldn't be allowed to be his own lawyer because they fear that he's trying to avoid having embarrassing information about Roof and his family admitted during the penalty phase. The defense has not specified exactly what that evidence might be.
Dolly Parton says she's overwhelmed by the generosity of viewers of the Smoky Mountains Rise telethon. She says donations are still coming in, but so far $9 million has been raised for the families who lost their homes in the recent Tennessee wildfires. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.